God protect me. They'll pretend to be your friend, but at the back, they'll blackmail you. They'll pretend to be your brothers, but they are the ones manipulating your destiny. Those who do not want you to enjoy peace in your home. Those the Bible calls the wicked ones, I call them enemy of progress. If you are rich, they say the source of your wealth is bloody. If you are poor, they will call you a lazy man. The Bible called them the wicked ones, and no wicked shall see peace. Young lady preparing for marriage, they will look for every means to prevent the marriage. If a married woman could not conceive due to one reason or the other, they will sit in their houses and begin to gossip about the childlessness, enemies of progress, forgetting that it is only God that gives children. When a young man is struggling to survive, they will pretend as if they don't know him. But when the man begins to prosper, they start to envy him. When a young girl gets married at the age of 18, they complain that she is too young to marry. But when a lady could not marry at the age of 35, they will say it is the sin she committed that is preventing her marriage. If they ask you for money and you refuse them, you are in trouble. Even if you give them, you are in trouble. Enemies of progress. They will sit in their houses and begin to tell you what is happening in another man's house. They are in the market, villages, even in some offices. If you are in the same office with them, they will look for one way or the other to pull you down and take your place. Mind you, I don't hate them, but I hate their characters. One thing I know is that there is nothing they can do against any true child of God, because Jesus Christ is our pillar and shield. But if you still continue in this kind of act, I say that destruction is awaiting you unless you give your life to Jesus Christ.
Chineke, o chene kwesu emeri.
find out that a particular couple are living in peace, they will look for one way or the other to turn them against each other. When they see you progressing, they pretend to be happy, but deep inside them, they are dying. When you put on an ordinary clothes, they will call you a bushman. But when they see you on an expensive clothes, they say you feel too big. Enemies of progress, may God deliver them. I've seen a case where a young man traveled abroad and spent almost 10 years without remembering home. Having known that the young man is going to be the pillar of the family, they manipulated him to forget his parents, to suffer in Nigeria. Enemies of progress. He was busy making money and enjoying himself, but refused to come home. Each time the issue of home is raised, he will see the person as his enemy. Thank God for the prayer of deliverance that sets the young man free from the influence. Enemies of progress. They are more poisonous than python. They have made so many women to become premature widows. They have made some ladies to remain unmarried. They have made some rich men to become poor overnight. But get this right, there's nothing they can do against any child of God. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. When they see us, they see fire. When they touch us, they touch fire. And even if they eat our food, they eat fire. Why? Because we are the apple of God's eye.
Everywhere, try us everywhere, money.
Of our problems. God created heaven and earth and every good things for man consumption. And God kept man in his paradise until when the wicked one came and removed man from paradise and kept him in place of suffering. Our economy is in problem, but who is the cause of our problem? It is you and I. It is some people in our country that kept us in bad condition. Nobody should blame God. What's supposed to be the national cake are being taken and kept by one person, and even kept for their children and their grandchildren. If you are a president, lead well. If you are a governor, please govern well, because everybody will be rewarded accordingly on Judgment Day. We are the cause of our problems. No one should blame God. People are even importing ordinary chalk in the name of drugs. In some offices, some people have become obstacles to their fellow workers. I want you to know that it is not God's will that a cup of rice should be sold for 80 naira. Previously, our people used to support farming, but now, nobody wants to go into farming any longer. Everybody is looking for a quick way to make wealth. Young and old men now go about with long piles and pen and search for job, while farming has been a thing of the past. Even the youth of nowadays are not ready to serve their elders. Everybody wants to be a master of himself. We are the cause of our problems. No one should blame God.
Chukuzavanye,
Most people are complaining about our economy. I want to tell you that nothing is wrong with Nigeria. It is you and her that spoiled Nigeria. Some even intentionally get drunk and drive. And if accidents occur along the line, they begin to ask God why. To cater for a woman, some men still find it difficult. It is then you will see some men who intentionally marry 2 to 4 wives, which they know they will not be able to cater for. As a result, the children will be left to suffer this consequence. My dear, we are the cause of our problems. Some build houses with substandard materials, which they let out on rentage, knowing fully well that the building cannot last. If the building eventually collapses, they say it's the work of the devil. I want to tell you, we are the cause of our problems. Thou shalt not steal. That's what the Bible says. It is then you will see some people who will go to the extent of buying stolen goods and even redating them. If they are now caught in the act by the policemen, they blame Satan. My brethren, we are the cause of our problems. The teacher in our country never encouraged our students to study for examination. They allow examination malpractices of various sorts, ranging from runs, special centers, impersonation, non-appearance, etc. If the teacher or student is caught in the act, they blame the devil. Whereas we are the cause of our problems. Jesus assured the Christians, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and also believe in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you will be also.
Cover me with that blood. Cover me. Cover me.